Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. This month, we're going to be talking about relationships. Specifically, we're going to be talking about how to reset your relationships, how to turn down the temperature and get your relationship back on track the way you want it to be. As we go into this, there are a couple of assumptions I'm going to make. Number one, that your relationship isn't where you want it to be. And number two, that the reason why it's not where you want it to be has to do with differences in the way you interact, your communication, things like that. Meaning, I'm approaching this as a way to improve mediocre relationships, not as a way to fix broken ones. And so how are we going to improve your relationship? We're going to start by hitting reset. And so today we're going to talk about how do you reset the relationship? How can I look at the relationship in a way that lets me start seeing it differently? And so then I will start behaving differently. A lot of times when couples come in, things have gotten pretty bad and people are usually not behaving as they should. Somewhere along the way, feelings got hurt, mean things were said, and each person has sort of retreated into their defensive postures where the goal really just becomes about winning the argument rather than building the relationship. The problem is, once this happens, it never really ends well. People very rarely just snap out of it and change the way they act. What usually happens is that things continue and progress and they continue to get worse until eventually it seems like I just married the wrong person, right? It seems like the only option has to be that we should split up because this is the wrong person for me. And maybe that's true. Sometimes people do actually marry the wrong person. But I'd say that's not always the case. I'd say actually it's probably not most often the case. And even if it is the case, we want to be sure, right? If we end a relationship, we want to be sure it's because we exhausted everything we knew how to do. At the end of the day, if I did my best and my best wasn't good enough, I can live with that. I just need to make sure I did my best. And so we're going to start with some things to think about, and then I'm going to move into some very specific things you can try this week to try to put some of these things into action. So where do we start? Where do we start turning down the temperature? And I think the first place to start is by owning your part of the situation. A lot of people aren't going to like hearing this, but no one's 100% innocent, especially in relationships. Everyone's said things they shouldn't have said. Everyone's been selfish at times. Everyone's done things that they probably shouldn't have done in a relationship. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say relationships are 50-50. They're usually not. I'm just saying they're not 100-0, right? Maybe it's 80-20. Maybe it's 60-40. It doesn't really matter where the line falls. What's important is to know that there is a line and that you own part of it. So own your part. The next thing to think about is being professional. A lot of times when couples come in, they describe their relationship as a business and their partner is a business partner. And honestly, that's not exactly wrong. I would say there should probably be a little bit more to your relationship than that, but that part in and of itself isn't exactly wrong. When we're managing kids, when we're managing chores, when we're managing money, when we're managing all these sort of things related to a house, there are a lot of things that we have to move around to make things work. And in some ways that does become a business. Who's picking up the kids? Who's getting dinner? These are business decisions. These are the types of things that keep the business of the house moving. But here's the rub. A lot of people come in and say they're running a business, but they talk to their partner in a way they would never talk to a coworker or a supervisor. People yell at each other in relationships. People call each other names in relationships, demean each other, ignore each other. They do all sorts of things that would never fly in a workplace. And I'm not naive. I know there are terrible bosses. I know there are terrible coworkers. I know there are people who do yell and carry on. But this isn't the norm, and it's rarely accepted from anyone other than the boss. And guess what? Neither person in your relationship is the boss. So if you have a business relationship, act like it. Speak to each other the way you would at work. If you wouldn't say it at work, don't say it at home. Next, know the consequences of your actions. And this kind of ties in with the last one. But remember what's important. A lot of times when I ask people about work and why they're able to keep it together at work, they say something like, well, at work, I don't really have a choice. Meaning, if I acted the way at work that I do at home, I'd lose my job. But here's the irony. If I lost my job, what would I do? I'd go find another one. If I lose my family, what am I supposed to do? People are able to keep it together for the second most important thing in their life, but they act as there are no consequences for the behavior at home. Truth is, if family is the most important thing to you, then home is where I should be on my best behavior. Home is the place where I should be most fearful of losing. So if I can keep it together at work, I can keep it together at home. Lastly, think about the long game. We live in an instant society. People tend to set and achieve short-term goals, but they rarely think much beyond this. The problem is, a lot of the damage we do in our relationship is time delayed. It's not something we see right away. Meaning sometimes I say something and it takes a day or two or a week or two before the impact of what I've said begins to be felt. meaning sometimes I say something and I don't know right away exactly how it's been taken by the other person. Sometimes I say something to me that isn't a big deal, but it's a big deal to my partner. Sometimes it's not a single comment. Sometimes it's the accumulation of comments that eventually tears a relationship down. The point is, I need to think about how what I'm doing today is affecting the big picture. I need to think about how what I'm doing today is going to affect the relationship in the long term. Am I doing things that are building the relationship, or am I doing things that are tearing down the relationship? Not today, over the long term. So think about the big picture. Think about the long game. For me, turning down the temperature is essential. But how do we do that? What are the actual steps we can take to start resetting our relationship? And for me, there are three things. First one is to watch how I speak to my partner. Look, I'm not perfect, and anyone that knows me knows I pretty much say whatever I think. But just because this is how I tend to be doesn't mean it's okay for me to be that way. Words matter. And sometimes the comments you make out of anger can plant a seed of resentment that grows into a thorn bush later. Speak to your partner the way you would like to be spoken to. Speak to your partner in a way that improves the relationship. Next, live what you preach. If you say your family is the most important thing to you, then act like it. Don't be nicer to your boss's kid than you are to your own kid. Don't use sugar with your secretary at work and use vinegar at home with your wife. If everyone at work thinks you're a nice guy, then figure out how to bring that home. If you're Mr. Cool at work and nothing gets under your skin there, don't come home and start throwing stuff around at the house. Clearly you know how to control yourself, so control yourself. Lastly, build equity, not resentment. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to say going to build the relationship or tear it down? The question for me is not necessarily what you say, it's how you say it, right? You can say, yeah, I'm really not a ballet person, so I'd rather not go to the ballet tonight. Or you can say, why the hell would I want to go there? Only a brain-dead moron would give their money to go watch somebody dance. So think about what you say. Think about how you say it. Look, relationships are tough, but a lot of times there are things we do that actually make it worse. This month, we're going to look at things we can do to actually make it better. So next week, we're going to start talking about why people even have relationships. Why'd you even get married? Why are you even dating anybody? What's the point? To me, this is important. If we don't know why we're doing something, we're probably not going to do it very well. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode, Into the Fix. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to check me out on Instagram. Be sure to check me out on Facebook. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.